Okay, in Daf Torah, Parshas Vayishlach, Avadya, we learned half of the Haftarah up to Pasuk Yud Aleph, I believe, maybe Yud Beis, and Yud Aleph. We're learning about the Nevuah of Avadya, a unique Navi, a Navi, a Ger Adoimi, a Ger from Esav, who said Nevuah about the downfall of his biological nation of Edom, of Esav. And we come now to the second half of his Nevuah. We speak specifically about two Edom, about their ultimate downfall because of their oppression of Klal Yisrael. It's worth noting, probably the most memorable pasuk here is a pasuk that is part of an incident attributed to the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim, towards the end of his life, he was already in his 90s and quite elderly and infirm, when Hitler was elected the first time in Germany in 33. And it is said that they asked him about what's to come, and that he said the words that we're going to have here in a few minutes in Pasuk Yud Zayin. He said that Eretz Yisrael will be a place of refuge. And they asked him that those in Eretz Yisrael at that time were not necessarily Kodesh. There were a lot of mostly secular Jews there. And he said, it says, Vahaya Kodesh. In the context of the Navi, in the Navi's eye, it will be Kodesh. So that... That's the sort of the nevuah that Bahartzia in Tia Pleita. There's another understanding Bahartzia in Tia Pleita as a reference to the Kaisel Hamaravi, that despite the fact that Esav destroyed the whole Beis Hamikdash, on Hartzia there will be something, there will be a remnant, there will be something that remains. V'haya Kodesh, and the Shekhinah will stay there. And according to the Medrash, that's a hint at the Kaisel Hamaravi, which is usually attributed to a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Reb Chaim, which pasuk in Shir Hashirim? The Kaisel, that's my mind. There's a pasuk there that's usually used as a reference. It skips my mind at the moment.
Reference to the Kaisel?
To Kaisel Maravi, yeah. There's a Mech Kaslainu, maybe? So it doesn't ring a bell, but okay, I have to listen to the tapes of my Shir Hashirim. At any rate, we'll learn through Psukim, but this pasuk by Tzion Tia Pleita is a specifically memorable pasuk. All right, so Avadya says to the people of Edom, "B'yayim amotcha mineged," that your punishment will come for the day you stood opposite. "B'yayim shvoy zorim chelai," zorim minach refers to Nebuchadnezzar at the Churban Bayis Rishon. When Nebuchadnezzar plundered, v'nachrim ba'u sha'arav, and strangers came to the gates, v'yerushalayim yadu gairal, and the Jews were taken out of Eretz Yisrael, so the nations that remained through lots, gam atah ka'achad mehem, Esav was one of them. Esav, or Edom, lived just south of the Yam HaMelech. If you picture the map of Eretz Yisrael, you have Eiver HaYarden, which is opposite the Jordan River. Now, the Jordan River ends at the Yam HaMelech. Below the Yam HaMelech, three nations resided, Moav, Midian, and Edom. And we find that Klal Yisrael captured the seven Canaanite nations, but in the Brisbane Absarim, there's a promise of Asara Malachim, of 10 nations, the three nations that will be when Mashiach comes. Those three nations, that area was given to Edom, Moav, and Midian. And when Nebuchadnezzar threw Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael at the Churban Bayis Rishon, Edom came up from their territory and plundered that which remained for Klal Yisrael. So that is the reference here in the pasuk. Va'al tere b'yoyim ochicha b'yoyim nachroi, va'tismach l'bnei Yehuda b'yoyim avdon. Esav, the brother, look not upon the day of the punishment, b'yoyim, the day of the punishment of your brother, b'yoyim nachroi, the day that he's estranged from Eretz Yisrael. Al tismach l'bnei Yehuda b'yoyim avdon. Don't rejoice when the Bnei Yehuda are destroyed. V'atagdel picha b'yayim tzara. And don't open your mouth wide in rejoicing in the day of their difficulties. Atovei b'shar ami b'yayim edom. Do not come into the gates of my nation on the day of their reckoning. Al teira gam atavara asai. Don't look at their downfall b'yayim edai in the day of their reckoning. V'ateshlecha mecheloi b'yayim edai. And don't stick your hands into his wealth on the day, again, Yom Edom, the day of his reckoning. Now there's a point here about Edom. Throughout the history of Klal Yisrael, we've had different nations that have oppressed us. We've had different Golos. Edom is always in the background, rejoicing, bothering, destroying. And Bavel, there was a time that Bavel, through Nebuchadnezzar, sent Klal Yisrael to Golos. But it's not a historical rivalry. It's something that happened in a period in history. There was a time that the Persians were, that the Greeks were that way. But Edom was always there. In Eicha we had this morning, Sisi v'Simchi, that they rejoiced, they were happy, the Churban Bayis Rishon, we read in Eicha. So Edom was always there in the background. It's when Klal Yisrael goes down, Edom comes up. So the Navi says, don't rejoice. It's one thing when you're in a battle with Klal Yisrael, it's one thing, it's bad enough. But when other nations are there and you rejoice, that's improper. Don't stand at the crossroads to kill those who are running away, those who are escaping the disaster. Valtaskes Ridov B'yayim Tzara. And don't take those who survived the Churban, and Tasker means imprison them B'yayim Tzara in the days of difficulty. Ki Karav Yayim Hashem HaKol HaGoyim. It soon will come the day of Hashem's reckoning on the nations that oppress the Jewish people. Kasher Osisa Ye Oseloch. That which you have done to the Jewish people will be there will be retribution to you. Gemulcha yashuv bereishecha. What you have done will be returned. Ki akasher shesisem al har kotshi. Just as you drank, so to speak, celebrated on the har abayis, yishtu kol agoyim tamid. All of the nations will drink from the cup. Which cup? Vishasu velo. The cup that you drink and are destroyed. V'hayu kolay hayu. U'baratziyan tia pleita v'hayu kodesh. Eretz Yisrael will be the place of refuge, will be holy. V'yarshu beis Yaakov esmai rosheyem. And the people of the Jewish people will inherit those who sought to inherit them. I should mention the word Yerusha, as it's used here, is a word that we refer to as a contronym. There are words in Hebrew more than in English. There are words that have opposite meanings. I mentioned to you in the past, there are words in English, like very few such words, but a word like to clip something could mean to cut it out, and it could mean to attach it. They're opposite meanings. That's a contronym, a word that's used both ways. It's used in opposite meanings, to trim something. To trim could be to add a trimming, and it could be to cut out the edges. The word Yerusha, as it's popularly, is an inheritance. And yet, it's used in the opposite meaning. When you conquer a land, it's also called B'yoshu Beis Yaakov Z'mayrasheyem. I think Netziv says this explanation, that it means to take their inheritance, to end their chain of inheritance and take it away. And in the reference to Melchemes Gog u'Magog, the Navi says, V'hoyah Beis Yaakov Eishu Beis Yosef Lahava U'Beis Esav Lakash. The Jewish nation will be like fire, the house of Yosef, like a flame, in the house of Esav, like straw, v'dolku behem v'achalum, and they will be destroyed, v'lo yasarid l'beis Esav, ki Hashem diber, and it will be a final destruction at that time. V'yarshu ha-negev is har Esav. Now I told you, Esav is south of the Yam HaMelech. So those Jews who live in the Negev will inherit the land of Esav, v'hashvela as Pelishtim. Right, the Pelishtim are a nation that lived in Eretz Yisrael only in five cities. Those five cities are Gas and Eshkelon and Gaza, what? And Ekron. And those are all along the Mediterranean coast. So the Navi refers to Hashvela, the plains, as opposed to the mountains, the middle of Eretz Yisrael mountains, will Yarshin the cities of the Pelishtim, Yarshua, Stay Ephraim, Vestay Shaimrain, Uvin Yamin, Eshai Gilad. Here's a very interesting thing that's not well known, that when Mashiach will come, there will be a redivision of Eretz Yisrael. When you learn Yeshua and the land of Israel is divided to the Shvatim, that division is not an eternal division. Navi Yecheskel says that when Mashiach comes, there will be a new division of the land. And it's fascinating when you read the division. First of all, we Levim are going to get a chelik. You know, we don't have anything in Eretz Yisrael except a bunch of cities where the murderers come. And when Mashiach comes, the land will be divided into 13 sections, Yecheskel says, one for the Levim. And what's fascinating is that each section is a strip of land from the Mediterranean Sea all the way across, 13 strips of land, one on top of the other, equal in size. The land will be divided that way in 13 strips of land with Dan on top, and each shevet will take a chelik. And when you learn that, and then you look at the maps today, you wonder, why is it that every map is so strange, all such strange squiggly lines, like between the states and between the nations of the world, and between the Shvatim, when Yeshua divided them, like, why doesn't everybody do it that way? Just make a straight line across the map and divide it that way. But anyway, it says when in Navi Yecheskel, that Lo Asid Lavi, the land will be divided in a brand new way. And here it talks about the different Shvatim that will then take a certain chalakim in Eretz Yisrael.
Why a new division?
It's a very good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why. Why don't the 12 Shvatim go back to their old lands? Their old portions. Why is there a brand new division of land? I don't know why. It's a nevuah and,
they lost part of the land.
They lost, well, I'm talking about when Mashiach comes, when it'll be divided then. Why not continue the old division?
The Bayis Sheni, it was just the Yehuda and Binyamin.
But they had a right to their old land.
They inhabited the whole land.
It doesn't answer the question.
Levi will get a portion.
We're very happy about that. I'm sure you're delighted.
They didn't get a portion, so I want to make sure
Okay, very kind of you.
Okay. They didn't come back to Bayis.
You know, I remember when I was in high school, we had an excellent Rebbe who taught us Navi. And I always remember he had a pasuk in Navi that was a source for the Svardim having so many Kayanim. As you know, by the Svardim, they got tons of Kayanim. Very few Levim, for some reason, but they have like 50% Kayanim sometimes. They go up to Duchen, and you wonder if any Yisraelim going to be left to Duchen. So the pasuk is here. I'm very happy to learn it. V'golos hachel hazel of Nei Yisrael. And the Golos Hachel means this beginning of the Golos of the Jewish people. Asher Kananim at Sarfas, those who went with the Kananim, with the original people who lived there at Israel, went to France. The Golos Yerushalayim Asher B'Sfarad. These words are where the Sfaradim say that they have a disproportionate number of Kayanim. The pasuk says the Golos Yerushalayim Asher B'Sfarad, that when the city of Yerushalayim went to Galus, they headed to Spain. Why they headed to Spain is a historical question, but you can imagine, you know that they didn't all go to Galus together. Nebuchadnezzar captured the country a little bit at a time, and each section he captured, he sent into Galus. Yerushalayim was the end, was the final section that was captured, and the Galus Yerushalayim went to Sfarad. Of course, Yerushalayim had a disproportionate number of Kayanim who lived in Yerushalayim, and Yirshu es Arei HaNegev. Lasid Lavai, they will have a section in the Negev. Va'olu Mashim Bahar Tziyang L'shbaites Harei Sav. Va'haisal Hashem HaMalucha. The Navi got that from the Siddur, the after Az Yashir, where it says that when Mashiach comes, Mashim, those who help Klal Yisrael, the Mashiach will go up to the Mount Zion, Lishbaites Haresav, there to judge Haresav, Ahayasal Hashem Hamalucha, and Hashem will be the king. It's fascinating that on Hartzion today, the Christians, who are the Yarshim of Esav, have it's not a cathedral, it's more of a seminary on Har Tzion, and that is where they're going to be judged. La'asid Lave. So this is the Nevuah of Evadia. Now there's a kasha on this entire Nevuah. The Kuzari, with whom you're familiar, has a rule in the end of Maimar Rishon in Kuf Tes Vav that a ger cannot be a Navi. Ezrachim levadam heim ruyin le'nevuah. He says the gerim are not eligible to be Nevi'im. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that seems to say something to that effect. But the Kuzari says that clearly that gerim cannot be Nevi'im, and that seems to be contradicted by the book of Evadia. Evadia was a ger, ger adoimi, and the Gemara says so clearly. And how can someone say that they are not, that gerim are not royal in Nevi'ah when Evadia
was? Was he himself a ger or he came from gerim?
He himself was a ger, the Gemara says he came. He was a ger himself, yeah. Yeah. So there are a number of answers here. It's interesting, Deutz and Nechmat says that one exception doesn't break a rule. Well, you, because you have one exception, that doesn't break a rule. It's okay. It needs to be answered. Possible answers are the following. The Kol Yehuda, one of the Mefarshim and the Kuzari, says there's another Gemara
but
in Sanhedrin.
Yeshua's wife.
Rochav Hazayna, yes.
And look who came from her.
Nevi'im could come from Gerim, but the Gerim themselves are not Nevi'im.
Right?
It's as likely if there's so many generations that all of us have some blood of Gerim. Except for me, I'm a Levi. I come straight from Levi. But anyway, he says that there's another Gemara, like Yovei Gemara Ashlishi V'Achri B'Neim. The Gemara says, why was Evadia Zechet to Nevuah? Because he hid the 100 Nevi'im during the reign of Achav. So what's the question? Why was he Zechet to Nevuah? He was ready to be a Navi. There were great people that were Nevi'im.
Yeah.
So he interprets it as, why was he Zechet to be the exception? Because he hid the Navi. The Meshech Chachma, though, says a different terrace. The Meshech Chachma says on the Avtaira that Avadia's Nevuah was not sent to the Jewish people. It was sent to Edom. And the Gemara, the idea is that a Navi, Li Yisrael, can't be a ger. Avadia's Nevuah was dispatched as Nevuah to Edom, and obviously it belongs to us. It's part of Trei Yasser. But nevertheless, because it was sent to Edom,
that's why.
You like the other Terrace better.
What?
You like to call you
the reason why I say it also, because that Yeshua's wife, how
would
they
Zarfud
have so many Nevi'im?
Well, it doesn't say they had so many. It says they had Yeshaya.
11, okay. 11,
13, that's a lot over so many generations.
Well-known ones, right?
Okay. No, there weren't 31. But no. Okay, I don't think so. But there was Yeshaya, Yeshaya, and Yeshaya came from.
There's a
Yeshaya,
the light, the same.
Okay, good. Fine. All right, so we look forward to the day. Volo Mashiach b'Hasiyam l'shpeit esareisa v'haisol Hashem hamelucha. Mashiach will come. Yitzchak.
Yeah, he says by an Edomim.
We should make a Siyam. We finished the whole sefer. Finished complete Avadia. No?
They joined up with the Romans.
Who?
The Edomim is in the city's army.
Oh yeah, heard this.
Mostly Edomim. From
the areas
over there.
I don't know, the Malbim brings, it seems to be a historical thing that I'm just not familiar with, and in the time of Hordis, many Edomim were Megayer. And then when Titus came,
they shifted over to they shifted their allegiance back
to Titus.
Right. It's amazing, he said they were Edomim. It's the same thing when the Nazis came to Poland and all these countries, the native of the country, the Polakken and the Ukrainian.
They went against Klal Yisrael. Yeah. You surprised?
There has to be some significance for us that says, Bahari Beis Yaakov Beis. So he is saying something that's relevant to us.
It's true. Look, Melchemes Gog and Magog is very relevant to us, but I guess he's saying that the primary shlichus of Avadia was to go to Edom and
so
give them the warning. We have to sort of be posechosh de asifim. Say he was sent to them, but it's still our Nevuah, because it's in our book.